Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you have a question or a comment, here's how you do that. Ask Jim at jbsba.com. Just send me an email. Ask Jim at jbsba.com. And don't forget, my website is jbsba.com. Lots of good things you can do there, including find out more about our guest this half hour, Josh Costell, who is an outstanding salesmanship expert, and he teaches people about this topic all over the country, halfway around the world. He's the author of The Science of Sales Success, a proven system for high profit, repeatable results. Our friend Josh Costell. Josh, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me back. It's great to be back.
It's good to have you back, and especially with what you're going to talk about today, because I think it's one of the most important things that small business owners can focus on. That's how to not only deliver value, but to know how to identify it, quantify it, and explain that message to our customers.
Absolutely, Jim. One of the keys in selling is, we've all heard that you sell either on perceived value or measurable value. Perceived value being people's experiences, relationships, but their past experiences. The challenge with that is if you're the new person, how do you come in and displace an existing supplier? And part of the few ways that you can do it is either you come in with a lower price, or you have to show them how you provide more what I refer to as measurable value. In other words, what are the benefits, the dollar benefits someone receives from using your products and services over their existing supplier?
Well, one of the things that I try to get small business owners to focus on as much as I can, Josh, is it's very simple. It's a very simple principle that's easy to remember. And in my opinion, it's the thing that if small business owners don't get this, if they are successful, if they do survive, they won't be very successful. And here it is. The price war is over, and we lost.
Exactly.
And that means if you can't build value, if you can't identify and justify the value that you add that requires you as a small business owner to not be in a price war, meaning that you have to charge a premium over commodity prices, if you can't make that case to your customers, even if you survive, it's going to be a miserable existence, and you're not going to, and you probably will fail. What do you think, Josh?
Oh, absolutely, Jim. I think it even expanded on that. It comes down to, if you can't measure the value you provide your customers, how are they supposed to measure
exactly.
it?
Exactly. And that's amazing. It's amazing to me, Josh, the companies that can't do that. They can't even explain to themselves. They haven't sat down to really place a value on what they add, all the different elements that they add to their customers.
Yeah, Jim, you hit it right on the button. Is the responsibility that we have to take in sales is the fact that we turn our products and solutions into commodities, not the customers, not our competitors.
Right.
We turn it into commodities when we say the only thing that you can use to measure the differences is price. And so we have to accept that responsibility. And that's where you get into what are the different ways to measure value. And that's really where you win the sale. And that is based on how does the customer calculate the value that they receive from using your products to help achieve their goals. And that's always a tough one for most salespeople because the most important question, I think we've hit on this in the past, Jim, is not just what are the goals you want to achieve, but how do you know whether you achieved them or not? And that's really where the whole issue of how do you measure the value that you receive. And there's different ways to do that. If you want to, you know, we can get into that now.
Yeah, I'd like to. And I was just thinking as you were talking about that, Josh, about if a customer is looking at a competitor, and you've been able to track your performance over the last year, and it was 100%. You always had for them what they needed. You know, you could actually go to them, I think, and say, how many times have you not gotten what you needed from us when you asked for it? And if they didn't know, you would say, well, the answer is you've never not gotten what you needed. And then the next question is, how much is that worth? Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Josh Costell after these messages. It's 20 till. Stay with us. Back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Josh Costell, one of our salesmanship experts in our brain trust. He is the author of The Science of Sales Success, The Cure for the Common Sales Call. Josh, give us a website, please.
The website is MeasureMax, www.MeasureMax, MeasureMax.com. Measure to Maximize, MeasureMax.com.
Can we find the book there?
Yes, you can, or on Amazon.com.
All right, check that out when you get a chance. And the last name is spelled Costell with a C and two L's, Josh Costell. Okay, Josh, we're talking about how to build value. This is such an important thing for small business owners, as I said earlier. I want to repeat that, though, because it's so important, because the magical thing that happens, Josh, when we build value in the things that we sell is that we are able to charge a premium over commodity prices. And you know what happens magical when we charge a premium, Josh? We make nicer margins.
Exactly. And going back to something that you said, Jim, where you were given the example when you asked the customer, didn't we help you on these two different occasions and made sure you always had shipments? The challenge that small business people have is that we have to quantify that for our customers. Mm-hmm. We have to show them that, and before the threats come, you know, because that's measurable right. Value will build the barrier to competition. So what you need to do is meet once a year and go over your report card. Go say, when we help make sure that these shipments were on time, and you do $100,000 a day in revenue and shipments, how much did that save you by us doing that? Mm-hmm. And make that, you know, be stick in their mind. You know, I always like to say that if we're trying to sell without measurable savings, it's like it's the difference between hearsay and evidence to a jury.
Right. Exactly. And you're right in what you said a minute ago about us having to do that, because it's not our customers don't believe it's their job to do that. It's only their job to do business with us and pay the bill. It's not their job to justify our existence. And you
exactly.
know, as you were talking there, Josh, I was thinking about something that somebody that I know does this. They don't just send their statement and their invoices to their customers. They send that to the company, but then they send every month, they send a note to the decision maker with a little bit of a report that says, okay, this month you bought this much from us, you ordered these items, and we were 96% available, and the 4% that we back ordered were available the next day. This is our report. This is how much business you did. Thank you for your business.
Yeah, that's a great thing to do.
Every month.
Every month. And wow.
Let me tell you something, Josh, pardon me, but with the electronics that with the technology that we have available today, that can almost be something you could develop and automate. It is something. It's not almost. It is something you can automate.
Right. Yeah. And I think you hit right on the button there, is that you need to, it's your responsibility to demonstrate and document the value you're bringing to the customer. Because the customer's default mode is going to be price and delivery.
Yep.
And you know, going along those lines, the other thing that I strongly recommend is what I call a one-up and one-down strategy. In other words, whoever you're calling on in that organization, you should go one above them and one below them with their acknowledgement and show them what you helped save their company. That way, a couple of reasons, is if your contact leaves, you have the person below them might be promoted.
That's right.
So they now know exactly what you did. Also, if a competitor, someone that has done business with the competitor, comes into the new organization, if your contact leaves, at least the position above them has the documented successes that you've done for the organization. Mm-hmm. It'll be harder to get you out.
You know, something else that we can do, I think, Josh, along these lines, one of the things that I've encouraged people to do whenever they've lost their job is to sit down and write out all the things that they've learned since the last time they did a resume. And every time anyone's ever done that, and I've asked them about it, they've always said, you know, I was amazed at how much I had learned. I'm amazed at how much more I know now. And if I hadn't sat down to write it down, if I'd gone on an interview without it, I wouldn't have put my best foot forward. And I think that happens to us in our businesses. I think we even forget, not just our customers, I think we even forget all the things that we've accomplished and the growth that our company has made in terms of little attention to detail that we do for our customers.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, getting back to what we do for our customers, probably one of the key things to do is, you know, you want to line up. It's usually pretty, you know, often I hear from, you know, people that I work with, they say, well, Josh, how do you know how a customer measures value? One of the things I recommend is get the company's brochure and see how they sell value to their customers.
Good idea.
Normally, how a company sells value is how they buy value.
Mm-hmm.
Because all they're doing is repackaging it.
And if they're saying to their customers, our goal is 100% on time, you got to make that part of your relationship with them, don't you?
Exactly. That's it, Jim. You know, if their whole concept is no downtime, then when you go in there to talk with them, that's what you should be talking about.
I think time, ladies and gentlemen, has become a much more valuable commodity than ever before. And when we come back, I'm going to get Josh to tell us how to build time into our value equation. Tintil, stay with us. We'll be right back with Josh Costell, the author of The Science of Sales Success. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate. Josh Costell is our guest. He's the author of The Science of Sales Success. He's one of the top Brain Trust members in salesmanship that we have. And Josh, when you're not writing books and talking to us, what do you guys do over there?
Well, we work with different clients throughout the country trying to help them decommoditize their products and services.
Yeah, that's a good thing to do, and we all need to be focusing on that. So if somebody wanted to get you to help them, they can do that at your website.
Yes, sir.
Number you want them to call?
They can call 732-923-9010.
Okay, but also go to the website and give us that again. Measure Max?
It's Measure Max, MEASUREMAX.com.
All right, check that out, folks. Check out Josh's wares there when you get a chance. If you need somebody to help you with this, with doing what we're talking about here, which I can see how you might. I know he'll be glad to help you with that. Josh, I don't think it's a theory anymore. I think I can prove it. And that is that more and more of us as consumers are valuing our time more than we're valuing our money. Do you think companies are doing that?
Absolutely. And, you know, I guess it gets back to the old adage, time is money. But especially with the people that the consumers that we're selling to, is they need to hear the message of value real quickly. They don't have the patience. You don't see people going out to lunch the way they used to. You know, they want you to get right to the point, and typically you have, 5 minutes when you meet them in person. And if you know, that's one of the things I've noticed is that meetings have gone from an hour to 20 minutes. And you know you have a good meeting if the customer tells you, you know what, you got an extra 10, keep going.
Absolutely. And, you know, the last significant proposal I gave, the essence of it was created on one sheet, on the front, one side of one sheet of paper, and I literally made probably one of the highest level presentations I've ever made off of one sheet of paper.
Yep, I believe it. And I think with the time, Jim, people are just recognizing that there's three key things that you have to get across, and what people expect from you is they expect you to know about their industry, to know about their company, and to know about their customers. And if that doesn't come out in the first couple of minutes that when you're talking to them, you're not really bringing them a lot of value. And as you said, they just don't have time for it.
Well, that's exactly right. And what I tell people to do, and I try to do this myself, is don't think about your customer. Think about, and you alluded to this just now, think about your customer's customers. You almost got to look all the way through your customer and focus on that customer's customers and explain to them how you're going to help them be successful with their customers. That's almost threshold stuff, isn't it, Josh? That's minimum.
Those are what I like to call table stakes. That's what you need to show up with, and then build from there. That's the expectation these days, that, you need to show them how you're going to impact their customers, their customers. And there's so many different ways to do it, Jim, that, I talk about it in the book, but I think you're really highlighting the fact that with the issue of time these days, that people just need you to get right to your message. How can you help me grow my business? How can you help me cut costs? How can you help me get more customers?
Do you think companies more and more are thinking of people like us, you or me, or any of our audience, which they used to think of us as vendors? Don't you think that today they're looking more for partners instead of vendors?
Absolutely, they're looking for partners, and I think that's the difference. Is if you focus on customers' short-term needs, you're a vendor. If you focus on their short-term goals, you're a supplier. If you focus on their long-term goals, you're a partner.
Yeah.
And that's really one of the objectives.
That's well said, Josh.
Thanks. That's one of our objectives, is to make sure that if we understand the customer's long-term goals, that whatever we offer them short-term is consistent with helping them get to their long-term goals.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Josh, I got to stop you, but we're going to get you back again real soon, because we got a lot more to talk about. This is important stuff. I think this is the kind of stuff that's going to be the difference between surviving and having outrageous success. Josh Costell, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thanks, Jim.
See you next time.
Have a great week. I appreciate it.
You too. Josh Costell, ladies and gentlemen, the science of sales success, wherever books are sold. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.